Morning, everybody. And I just want to thank Madeleine for a lovely introduction. It's not always things nice said. Nice things are said about you, so we'll take them when they're sent our way. So Michael Fitzgerald is my name, and I am the head of older person services in the social care directorate of the HSE, and all things related to older person services is my interest, obviously, and to make sure particularly that where we can improve our services and indeed fund our services appropriately, that we try to do that as best we can. And we're faced with a very significant challenge in that, I don't have to explain it to the people in the room here who are experiencing the challenges that come to the health services through the demographics that we are faced with. And I have a little phrase, I say we're on the foothills of the Himalayas, well, we're climbing fairly steadily now. And we will do so and get up there into the higher altitudes each and every year. And as a society, leave alone a health service, that's an opportunity. There are opportunities and challenges to be faced with regards to that. We probably, because we face the public every day as health service providers, or people who are involved in the health services or closely associated with them, feel the challenge more than the opportunity, if we're to be truthful about it. But I think you have to look at it in both ways. I just want to say, and I'm not going to talk forever in the day, because we'd get on with the business of the day, but I do want to just refer to the National Demency Strategy. And the Demency Strategy was developed and published at a time when this country was on its knees, and when, you know, we had the strike around the place, etc. And so there was definitely no money there to be doing massive, significant developments around anything to do with dementia. In actual fact, we were all experiencing lots of cuts in our resources and our budgets year on year over that period of time. But I still think it was a very important thing for the Department of Health to push on and to proceed. And they were, you know, the interested parties pushed them to do so as well, and government listened, so that you'd have some starting point and some place to set your stall out with regards to the issues that face society and the issues faced around the health services for people with dementia. And I think it is important to just note that it might not have been the most perfect strategy, and we'd also all would like to have seen it being far more greater funded with multi-annual investment in it. It was done at a time when we didn't own our own houses and our own land, so to speak. So I think that's an important piece. I think the other piece was that even at that stage, through innovation and through funding between Atlantic and the department, the HSE, with the support of Genio, we did come up with a set of ways and pieces to work through right across the services to start to put together the building blocks and of what might look like a proper integrated service for people with dementia. And as you know, there were, I suppose, really five kind of main topics to the National Dementia Strategy. There was better awareness and understanding, a timely diagnosis and intervention, integrated services and supports, training and education, and perhaps the most important one of all, really, when it comes down to it, leadership. And you're all leaders inside in this room here today, because you've the interest to come here, you've been participants, or you have at least, or you have supported, or you have managed, or given guidance, are allowed people to do certain things. There are three hospitals represented here today who are going to talk about their experience with regards to developing the pathways for people with dementia. And again, you know, for people who have dementia or their families, what a distressing time of life it is, and how difficult it is when you're faced with having to come to our services and try to access them and to try to get on in the right, at the right step, in the right place, in the right level of the pathway. It's really difficult. So there's a big onus on us to try to smoothen that out, to try to make that easier for people to understand, and ensure that our staff are equipped in a way that actually they can actually cope with the challenge of the person with the dementia and try to gain as much of an understanding and give as much of an understanding as is possible. I'm not going to say an awful lot more than that, but I just do want to say to you that in our workings and as we move through, and whatever structures come about in health services into the future, the really most important thing for people with dementia, who are a vulnerable group of people, is that we start to work very carefully about our pathways working in an integrated way. And whether it's in primary care or whether it's in social care or in the acute hospital side of the house, regardless of what we do, if we don't join up our thinking, if we don't bring our strands of our best thoughts together, if we don't start to address the barriers that are there around our services, then we will fail, and we'll fail for people with dementia, and we will not be able to get up along the foothills of the Himalayas or anywhere near it. So we have to grapple with that. And I suppose I like to kind of look at this morning as being a very significant piece of it, because a lot of the work that has happened within these three hospitals obviously addresses and begs and has the requirement to go beyond that out into the community, and the community to be involved and to be part and parcel of those, of that service delivery and that service pathway. And I think if we bear that in mind as the years go by, we have the great chance of building a very healthy and proper way of addressing people with dementia and addressing their needs and requirements in the most appropriate setting, in the most appropriate way. So again, I'll say no more, but I just really want to thank great healthy audience, big crowd of people here. And I think it's important for the day. I do want to thank Genio. I think without their flair and the flavour that they bring to our thinkings, we'd be far, far worse off for it, and I'm not sure it would always happen. I also think that they have a drive and an ability and a patience with us as well many times, and come forward to us so many more times and say, look, I know that didn't work, but maybe we'll try it this way. And we need that, I think, as a facilitator within our services. And I really do want to thank the drive and that all of the staff of Genio right across the services show to us. So thanks very much. I also probably want to just mention the National Dementia Office and Mary Manning, my own colleague down along there, and just to say, the Dementia Office is still, as I see it, in its infancy, really, and only growing, but is a very significant and important resource right across our services to drive out a whole range of issues. And Mary's around in the course this morning, so if you meet her and see her, have a chat with her, because through a bit of networking of this nature, you'd be surprised what you might be able to share and do across our services. So, again, thanks very much indeed for giving me this opportunity this morning. Thank you.